Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nation. Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Hey, good morning to you guys. It is a Wednesday edition of the Bart Winkler Morning Show. This would be Tim Allen, just kind of up early. I'm always up early anyway. It doesn't matter. Toby Altizer is here as well. And Bart is, I'm not sure where Bart is, but okay, these guys got to soak up some of their vacation time. And so they call in a few reinforcements. What the hell else am I doing these days with the Brewers not playing? And that really, you know, I found myself last night, Toby, out of the kind of sports cavalcade, if you will. I mean, what do we do now? Obviously, the Brewers are not in action. Baseball as a whole is just at a standstill, which is pretty sad. But you don't have the Bucks in play. There's not Tuesday night NFL. What do we do now?
Yeah, I mean, there was Lakers Celtics last night. For the Mavericks, I forget who they were playing. But it was one of those nights where I guess it is kind of nice as a sports radio guy. You can kind of take the night off.
Yeah, and I found myself remote in hand. I was free and clear. I'm not going to go out, you know, beer drinking on an eve of a morning show. So I just found myself just, you know, flipping through the dial. I watched some Oak Island. Have you ever watched this?
No, that's not my jam. Nope.
Okay. So it kind of wraps you into things a little bit, and, you know, they're looking for all sorts of treasures on Oak Island and things like that. So I'm flipping around there. I got, you know, the three news channels all over the place. I love getting different perspectives of not only sports, but news as well. So I flip between, everyone says, well, I'm either on MSNBC, I'm a big MSNBC fan, or I'm a big CNN fan, or I'm a big Fox News fan. I like all three of them. I may not like what some of them are saying, but I find myself, you know, flipping between the three. Don Lemon, or whether it's Tucker, or Rachel Maddow, or Laura Ingraham, Hannity. I like them all. I really do. And it's amazing the different perspectives that you get flipping around. What else? I'll go to MeTV. So there's some old reruns of, you know, MASH and Andy Griffith's show. And I thought to myself, where are we getting our sports now? Just a lonely Tuesday night last night. So what did you watch? What did you do?
I was playing Madden. I was playing some video games, enjoying the time, just playing some Madden, playing some football, trying to keep the brain sort of engaged, but not really. I was exhausted for whatever reason. Had a long Monday. So I kind of went to bed early. Took a long nap during the afternoon, slept most of the day once I got home after Bart's show. So just played a little Madden, watched a little TV with the family. Outside of that, just kind of chilling.
Now, scrolling Twitter a little bit, yep, and trying to, you know, come up with a few stats here and there, some additional news and notes, and we'll start out the show with that. But I just found that interesting, that from a sports kind of concept, what do we do on a slow Tuesday night? And speaking of playing video games, kids these days, and again, I don't want to act like the old man on the corner or anything, but I am stunned at the kids these days, how much time they spend outside, how much time they spend, you know, some sort of physical activity. We're going to talk about that at 7 o'clock because, I turned into a sports nerd at a young age, probably 7, 8, 9-year-old range. And I think that's where everyone picks things up in terms of the sports world, but that's pretty crazy. Had a nice chat last night. Did get a call shortly after 9 o'clock from a guest I'll have on next week as I'm filling in for Rami, the longtime Chicago sportscaster that he was the impetus behind Toby, my fantasy football show.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the motivation that kind of had me, you know, deliver the concept to the bosses and let's do a fantasy football show and it can work and, you know, get people ready to go. Fantasy football is a growing thing. Been doing that fantasy football show for 15 years. And so, you know, back in the late 80s and 90s, I used to listen to one, and I'll have this individual on with me next Wednesday, so a week from today. But nice chat, just a good long industry chat last night. So that kind of soaked up some of the night. I'm flipping around the dial. I didn't know. I might as well have just grabbed a box of baseball cards and just started sorting through cards or something.
I tell you what I did do. I don't know, and it just reminded me because you brought up a fantasy guy. I used to listen to a lot of fantasy podcasts. I don't do that as much anymore. But I was listening to a little bit of some of the DC talk radio, just hearing big game for my team, your team this week, Washington, Dallas. It's going to be a fun one to watch.
Oh, big time. It is. That one, Washington now, winners of 4 consecutive games. They're in the mix for the postseason. We'll go over the NFL the way it sits right now after 13 weeks. And 4 teams get a bye week at week 14. I have a huge problem. NFL teams, NFL players as a whole should have a problem with that.
That is so late.
Wow.
Well, and I think you add an extra game. Okay, I still am not a fan of the 17th game. It just seems odd that you're going to play an odd number of games, so you don't even get the same number of home and away games in a professional sport. And then on top of that, we'll add an extra game. We'll take away a preseason game, which some of these guys weren't going to play anyways, but we won't give you an extra bye week. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm a big fan of taking an intermission. I know the networks don't want it. It's a revenue-based thing, but who controls the game, the money or the game? The game should control the game. And I'm a big fan of just right in the middle of the season, everybody gets their bye. We're going to take a week off. Now, I don't know if you feature one game, you know, that week. Say it's a week 8 or 9 of the NFL season, and everybody's off. Everyone gets a fair shake at getting healthy. Everyone gets a fair shake at taking a break, and you just literally take a break. Now, again, this is, you know, the TV networks would lose their mind. We can't do that. That's why we put together an additional week. It's for an 18-week week's worth of revenue, if you will. That would never fly, but I think that would be the most fair to pop the bye week for all of these teams right in the middle of the season. Now that, again, it's probably not going to fly, but we will talk Aaron Rodgers a little bit later on. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers on the McAfee Show podcast yesterday. He says, you know, he's going to play through that toe thing, and we'll hear from Rodgers a little bit later on. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur a little bit later on this hour. Then we will start out the show, as always, when I fill in with a news and notes segment. Got fair share of news and notes. Nothing over the top here. So sit back and relax, a Wednesday edition. You guys are always welcome, as always, 414-799-1250. Bucks, as I said, not playing last night, but they do play tonight down in Miami. They take on the Heat, 16-9 mark for the Bucks. Heat are 14-11. The big three, Giannis, Middleton, Drew. I heard Rami talking about big threes in the NBA yesterday, and he was saying, is there a better big three in the NBA? I thought that was interesting because these guys look legit. Holiday, Middleton, obviously Giannis. The Bucks are 11-0 when these guys are healthy and on the floor.
Well, and the only team I would say that you could consider the big three being as good as them is the Nets. Bart threw out the Warriors with Draymond and Klay and Steph, but we don't know what Klay is. And I think Draymond's a good player, but I'm not putting him on the same tier as at this point in his career. I think early on when those Warriors teams were rolling, 73-9, winning those finals, he was up there. But I wouldn't put him on the same level as a Middleton or Drew Holiday. The only team right now that I'd say you could look at a big three and say maybe is the Brooklyn Nets, but they're without one of their big three. And right. We don't know if he's ever going to play for the Nets again. So
and they can hardly get on the floor together.
Yeah, exactly. So Harden and Durant and Kyrie Irving would be a better big three in my opinion, but I don't think Irving's going to play this year. And if he does, it probably isn't going to be in Brooklyn. And then on top of that, they just don't play enough. They're injured. Last year they played, I think, a single-digit amount of games in the regular season together. Whereas you look at this Bucks team, when these guys are on the floor and healthy, which, I mean, this was to be expected early in the season. They're coming off a long season last year. Their postseason run goes late. Then they got a shortened offseason on top of that. And then Chris and Drew are playing in the Olympics. So for them to miss time early in the season isn't that surprising. But when they've been on the floor, like you said, they're 11-0. So it's kind of hard to argue when the guys have been all on the floor together. And I understand they're not always beating, you know, the best teams in the league when they're playing, but they're still undefeated when those three guys are on the floor.
Yeah, a lot of big twos in the NBA. It used to be you had to have the big three to win it all, and that may be to some degree still accurate, but these guys are legit. It is a legitimate big three. They certainly have an opportunity to go back-to-back. There's no doubt. And that's going to be interesting, but a long NBA season. And speaking of which, also, in the last week or so, just formulating ideas to talk about, one of the ideas, you have a lot of conversations about tanking, a lot of conversations about the integrity and the competition of, you know, teams that are out of it, you know, especially in baseball and to a large degree basketball too. You play so many games, 82 in basketball, 162. In the baseball world, I'm starting to give a little bit more heavy thought to a split season. I think that would cure a lot of what ails this competition thing, this mail-it-in thing in the second half of the season. You know, the Baltimore Orioles, some of these bottom feeders, they really could have a jolt or a shot in the arm here of, you know, a second-half run. Maybe there's two trade deadlines. I mean, the NBA and Major League Baseball, in my estimation, I'm starting to lean toward that. Leaning toward kind of a half season. Playoff structure, you could have some additional revenue and some additional, you know, playoffs. First half versus second half winner and first half wild card versus second half wild card. All of those things. There would be a lot to sort out here, Toby, but I'm starting to lean toward that. We won't get to that conversation today. But how about a split season? We experienced that in baseball in 1981, and the Brewers, you know, took advantage of that, won a half of the season, ended up in the postseason. But there's so many games that, you know, for example, in baseball, you're looking at by June 1st, some of these teams literally are out of it, and they know it. They address it. They know they're out of it. So now that they understand that, they'll go with younger guys. So they wouldn't make decisions normally that they would make to make the postseason. But if you split it in half, now I know there's some pitfalls to this that You know, we could shoot holes through any ideas, but just in terms of on the surface, it's a long season. It's 162 games. That's a long season, and you can be eliminated after 68 games, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, you, like you said, you've seen it before, and it can work. But I think the MLB, if they're looking at it, they think that's what the All-Star break is for. You know, it kind of splits the season in two. It's obviously not split, you know, perfectly half and half.
Right.
But they view that, you know, couple days off and for the guys and relaxing and the home run derby and the All-Star game and all that as their break in the season. And that, I guess that does work to an extent. But to your point, at that point in the season, usually it's just past the halfway point or around there. The Orioles, the Tigers, these teams, they could already be mailing it in. I mean, they could be just watching the Futures game more than the All-Star game because none of their guys are – they have one guy at the All-Star game, and that's only because the MLB says you have to have one from every team. But they're watching the Futures game to watch their future guys hopefully tear it up in that game.
No, you're right. You're right. And teams like Baltimore and Detroit and some of these other bottom dwellers, God bless the fan base too. And we've been there. I know Milwaukee has been there also, and, you know, pack in, I shouldn't say pack in, but to draw, when you know there's no chance to make the postseason, say in Detroit, and you're drawing 18, 19,000 on a Thursday, I mean, that's, imagine what it would be is if you knew you always had that second half to maybe get on a run here. I mean, it's just something to think about. We'll maybe in some ensuing shows a little bit later on this month, we'll get into that. But I am starting to like that concept of a split season. Basketball, for example, 82 games, that's a long run. 82 games, and you have to spread that out on the calendar because of the physical activity of the game of basketball. But there's another example of how, you know, you can reset at the 40-game mark. That's just something, again, as I said, it's something to really think about.
Well, and the NBA, and I was listening to Rami's show the other day, Dan Plucker was hosting, they had Jared Greenberg on from NBA on TNT, and they were talking about the regular season, and does it really matter anymore? Has it kind of lost some of that pop? Because you see teams like the Bucks here, for example, where they just won the NBA Finals, and they realize the one seed's not that important. We'll go on the road and win in the playoffs. We'll find a way. But we'd rather value the health. And so guys like Giannis, if he's not 100%, he's sitting there at 75 to 80%, have a night off. And, you know, we've been seeing this increase over the last couple of years. But now with the NBA deciding that they're going to do this play-in tournament from 7, 8, 9, and 10, that adds 20 teams essentially getting into the playoffs out of 30. So basically only 10 teams are out of it. And even then, there's probably a couple teams fighting for that 10 seed. So what it does is it adds intrigue in these teams that, you know, if you do this in baseball, for example, those teams that are on the edge there, they're fighting for that playoff spot. I kind of like how baseball has it where it's so limited because every team that gets into the playoffs is a legitimate chance to win a World Series. I mean, you look at the Braves getting into the playoffs this year, and they were a good team. You look at the teams in the wild card, you're like, you know, if
Nationals,
any of these
Nationals a couple of years ago.
If any of these teams beat each other, it's not really an upset because all these teams, you know, people are saying the Braves beating the Brewers is an upset. Okay, fine. I get that, but at the same point, the Braves, it's not like they'd only won 60 games. You know, they were right. You know, they were won in the 80s, 90s. They were a good team, and every team that gets into the baseball playoffs is a good team because of how few get in. So I kind of like that. Because every matchup, you know, you can say it's not good, whether it's the Rays and the Red Sox, but it's still a good matchup. It's two good baseball teams that won a lot of games. Whereas in basketball, if you get to that eight seed, you know, back to the traditional format, I mean, the Bucks were playing the Pistons a couple of years ago. Come on.
Yeah, and we saw what happened. I do understand the point on Major League Baseball to have a playoff appearance still being honored as a sort of the sacred appearance. And I like that part. So there's a lot to hash out with an idea like that, but just thought I'd throw that out there. Speaking of, you know, some of these mail-in games and things like that, Saturday night I was flipping between the Michigan-Iowa game, and boy, that about put me to sleep. And the Bucks game, and Jim Paschke honored with one of the interview rooms, which is super cool. And Jim Paschke ended up on the air with on Bally Sports Wisconsin with Byington and Marcus Johnson. And I have to say this, and I, you know, I mean no disrespect to the broadcast. It was a cool conversation. But I noticed as I'm watching and listening, it was like the game was secondary, Toby, and that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about an NBA game here in early December, and there had to be a good 6-8 points scored with no play-by-play call. It was just a nice conversation with Jim Paschke. And again, I like Jim Paschke a lot, and Lisa and Marcus as well, but that's what we're talking about here, that some of these games are sort of like, yeah, they're there, but can we get to the postseason? On the other hand, last year, a little bit different. Rami and I took over. Bart took over. Don't let this season slip away from you. Every game is kind of cool. It's special. It's a special run. Enjoy every minute of it. But it did seem like the game was secondary on Saturday, which, unless you're gambling on it, you're okay with it. Continuing news and notes segment here. The college football playoffs are set. Alabama against Cincinnati. Michigan will take on Georgia.
What do you think about Cincinnati getting in? Because Bart is thrilled about it. He's wanted one of these group of five schools like UCF, Boise State to get in. Uh-huh. And finally Cincinnati does it. And maybe they got a little help from some of the other teams not being able to finish it out. Oklahoma State losing to Baylor in the Big 12 championship kind of sealed the deal once, you know, Cincinnati won their conference championship game against Houston. What do you think about Cincinnati getting in?
I love it. And anytime you have those special type stories, it's super cool. And a smaller school doing what they did and doing what they're doing. It really is. It is cool. We have to remember, we went many, many years, decades, forever, without any sort of playoff structure in college football. And I love the expansion of it. Now, again, you have to be careful. You don't want to go too crazy with this stuff. But expanding to 8 seems like that's going to occur. You might see a expansion to 10. Who knows? The almighty revenue word comes into play here. But, yeah, I like Cincinnati. Who doesn't like the Cinderella story? I mean, small market, small school, against all odds type of thing. We're rooting for the underdog, that's for sure.
Well, and I want to get out ahead of this, and every time it's been brought up, I've mentioned this. I want to get your thoughts on this, too. I want to ask you a question here. There's been 21 college football playoff games played now over the 7 years, you know, three a year. How many do you think have been close games? And by close, I'm saying within two possessions.
Oh, man. I'm not a huge college football guy, but I don't know. I don't know the answer.
7 out of 21 have been within two possessions.
So a third within two,
yeah.
Not one.
So I just wanted to say, like, if Alabama comes out and just rolls right over Cincinnati, don't act like we haven't seen Oklahoma get killed. Don't act like we haven't seen Notre Dame get killed.
True.
Like, you can't say,
good
like,
point.
Oh, Cincinnati didn't deserve to be in. No, they deserve to be in. It just shows that Alabama, Georgia, these teams that they have to play are just that much better.
That's a good point. Yep, because that's what we're going to hear if that occurs. Brewers news and notes. Craig Counsell's got a new home. Did you see this? Bought a new house. Conemaugh Lake.
Oh, that must be nice.
$2.2 million. 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. Yeah. Nice little homestead.
Did he buy it from you?
Congratulations, Craig Counsell. That is cool. So I don't know if that's, I would assume that's his main house. I don't think he'd have one in Whitefish Bay and the other one on the lake, but yeah. Stranger things have happened, but $2.2 million. Wow. Despite the work stoppage, Brewers spring training tickets are on sale right now. And the work stoppage is ongoing. I think it's flying under the radar. is what's happening right now with the work stoppage in baseball. Because there wouldn't be any baseball. And does anyone care if, you know, there's this moderate free agent signing by the Arizona Diamondbacks? Because that's what we would be seeing right now. We would just be seeing, well, they signed a reliever. It's a minor league deal. It's a spring camp invite. He has an opportunity to make the roster. Do we really, truly miss all that? I don't think so. Some do. The hardcores do. Toby, you and I, we kind of miss that stuff. But the casual fan base across America, I mean, we're not missing anything. That's why it's not that big of a deal. And if Rob Manfred and his side and Tony Clark don't have a meeting again today, there's something wrong. Now, I have read nothing on how often these two sides are meeting. Have you seen anything? Are they meeting every day?
It doesn't seem like it, and it doesn't seem like there's any urgency to, because the Atlanta season doesn't start till April.
That's sad. I mean it's pretty pathetic. When grown adults know exactly what's going on, they know what's on the line, they know their differences, they know the calendar, yet they're still just sitting back and just, some would say, just collecting a paycheck.
Well, and how pathetic is it, and I brought this up to Bart, I mean, you go on MLB.com's website, all right, you want to go, you're a kid, right, and we'll talk about this later with some of the kids and getting into sports and what turns you into a sports nerd, but, I mean, I go on MLB.com right now. I want to see Tatis homers. I want to see what's going on with Corbin Burns and watch some of his pitches. But no, I see Pedro Martinez, because that's the only ones they can show. Come on now. That's terrible.
It's terrible. I mean, to sever all ties, including logos, as a representation of your baseball team, that's pretty you're right. It is pathetic. It's childish. It really is. I understand the gravity of a union contract. I understand all that. I don't know the nuts and bolts about negotiating an employment contract in terms of a union, but my goodness. But point is, nobody's missing it right now in the grand scheme of things. No one's missing this stuff because there's no games, number one. There's no, you know, this would be the sort of down season anyway. But believe me, it's going to heat up. And then everybody's going to freak out about, are there going to be Brewers games at American Family Field? What's going on? Is spring training delayed? Do we think about pushing this back a little bit? Do we think about what's going to happen? Okay, now a week's worth of Cactus League games are canceled. And then we're going to, they still have a shot at starting the season on time. All of those narratives quite possibly could come into play. And we're all going to, as fans, we're all going to just lose your mind now while you have the time. Tony Clark, union head, Rob Manfred and his staff, get it together, guys. All right, more news and notes on the way, including the latest MVP and Super Bowl odds after 13 weeks of play now in the NFL. You guys can always jump in here, 414-799-1250. Toby mentioned what turned you into a sports nerd. We'll have that at the top of the hour as well. It's the Bart Winkler Show. Tim, Toby in for Bart today here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Just a calm, cool Wednesday, a Bart Winkler morning show, which features Toby Altizer, myself, Tim Allen, and Bart is just having a day off. Did he have plans?
Yeah, he had something going on today, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We are live here in the Lakeland University Studios.
Yeah, Lakeland University Studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu.
Continuing with news and notes, we'll hear from Coach LaFleur in just a couple of minutes. Staying on the baseball theme, Tim Kirkchin receives the Career Excellence Award from the Baseball Writers Association of America. 40 years of covering baseball for the 65-year-old. I find it interesting in the broadcast world, and this is just a side note. I have the utmost respect for someone with longevity in any industry, but let alone the media. To have that sort of longevity is, I think it's understated. It's a somewhat crappy world. It's a crappy media world at times. And you don't stay in one spot a long time. But these guys that do the same thing for so many years, man, congrats to Tim Kirkchin, all 5'5" of him, giving a nod to shorter statured guys. You ever notice that too? That guys like Joe Buck and Tim Kirkchin and these guys, even Jeff Levering, right in our backyard here.
Brian Anderson is shorter than I thought too.
Brian Anderson, another one, just short guys stepping up in the world. That's cool. All right. You know, I had not run into this. Maybe you're more familiar with it than I am. Maybe you and Bart. But a metric out there called health rating in the NFL. Were you aware of this?
Maybe it's just a one-off here. Must be a new thing.
It must be. In essence, what it is, a metric developed, I found this on ESPN, that rates the healthiest and the unhealthiest teams in the NFL, and they rate it between 1 and 10. For example, the Kansas City Chiefs are rated, as their health rating, the top team in the NFL. They're the healthiest. They get an 8 out of 1 to 10. They have had 8 players on injured reserve, and because of all the injuries, they've missed 38 total starts. Does that make sense? Okay, so it begs the question, where do the Packers lie? For example, the San Francisco 49ers, just to put this into perspective, the Niners, their health rating is a 6. Let's see. They've had 9 players on injured reserve and missing a total of 62 starts. Predictably, they have in this health rating the Green Bay Packers as one of the most unhealthy teams in the NFL, which makes what they're doing way more impressive. They give them a health rating of 1, 9 to the IR, 64 games, 64 starts missed due to injury with their frontline players. It is pretty impressive. And we've heard a lot of conversation, and rightly so, about Alexander, Za'Darius Smith, Bakhtiari, Elkton Jenkins, and others. Aaron Jones missed time. It's pretty damn impressive what they're doing. It's a scary thought, once these guys get healthy, what the Green Bay Packers are going to do. Then we all kind of know what they're going to do. Here's what they say in the health rating article. The Packers have been without their 2 best defensive players for most of the season. Outside linebacker Za'Darius Smith played only 18 snaps in the opener and hasn't played since. Cornerback Jaire Alexander has missed 8 games due to a shoulder injury. Both were second-team All-Pro selections last year. First-team All-Pro David Bakhtiari has not played a down this season as he attempts to come back from an ACL. And Pro Bowl left guard Elkton Jenkins, who had been filling in for Bakhtiari, was lost last game due to an ACL. Hardest hit or unhealthiest teams, Packers and Baltimore. Tampa's down there, too, so that's impressive. Their health rating between 1 and 10 is a 3, 14 to the IR, and 51 starts lost. So that metric was new to me. We all know on the surface that the Green Bay Packers have been pretty impressive when you throw in the injuries. They've been pretty impressive, period. But when you throw in the injuries, it's even more impressive. Health rating of 3 out of 10. NFL news and note. Did you know? I didn't realize this. This is pretty cool. This is right up Mike McGivern's alley here. There are 169 former NFL players that are currently high school varsity football coaches. That's cool. 169. To further that, 175 more were varsity assistants. Guys like John Kitna, Jason Witten, Patrick Surtain, Sr., C.J. Anderson, and former kicker Nick Novak is a high school varsity football coach. See, some kicker love on news and notes. Aaron Jones is the Packers' nomination for the Walter Payton Award. It's the NFL's Man of the Year Award. 2 former Packers also nominated around the league, the Bears' Jimmy Graham and the Chargers' Corey Linsley. The award recognizes players' excellence on and off the field. Aaron Jones, I think we can all say, good dude. Now, this is what I thought about last week, Toby, and this is starting to gain some steam here. And finally, we're just out in the open with it. It's okay to admit it. It's okay to admit your fears with regards to the NFL. Storylines and scripts in the NFL, sometimes it's just amazing how these things, oh, what a cute little adorable story, and then it comes true. Could you imagine if the Harbaugh boys faced each other? Could you imagine Gruden goes from, you know, the Raiders to Tampa Bay, and then the very next season they end up in the Super Bowl? This Sunday night matchup, Tom Brady against, you know, Bill Belichick, and all these scripts, these fun little pipe dreams almost, oftentimes they come true in the NFL. So it's time now to admit, hold your hand in the air. I do solemnly swear that I will acknowledge that this is a possibility. Check. Brady versus Belichick in this year's Super Bowl. It's time to acknowledge it. It's time to address it. It's time to know that this is an absolute possibility. Not a great possibility, but it is there.
Well, and of all the Super Bowl matchups, right now the most probable, according to whatever the metrics are for that, is Patriots-Buccaneers. if you ask me right now who I'd take out of the AFC, I'd have a hard time not putting the Patriots in the top three. And same thing with the Buccaneers. I think if you asked a lot of people right now who they take in the NFC, I think it'd be between the Packers and the Buccaneers. So
yes,
you're right. Agreed. You do have to acknowledge this is a legitimate possibility that we see a rematch of the the Adele song, Hello, or whatever that ad was for NBC Sunday Night Football. We see that again in the Super Bowl.
The last 7 or 8 years, have been in Las Vegas for the Super Bowls. And I got to be honest, I love the NFL. There's no doubt. We all do. I'm just getting a little tired of it, and I understand it. But we have to acknowledge this part of it. And if I'm there, again, already booked, February 13th, Super Bowl in Las Vegas, I'll deal with it. I'll gamble with it. But can it, at some point, it's got to stop. Is it healthy for the NFL? Maybe. It's stories like this. But check this out. USA Today finally acknowledges it. Brady versus Belichick from USA Today. There's no way the New England Patriots should be 9-4 in the one seed in the AFC, the article says. But Bill Belichick's coaching makes a Super Bowl showdown with Tom Brady an absolute possibility. If you hate Tom Brady, hate Bill Belichick, hate anything Brady and Belichick, hating Patriots or Buccaneers or Brady or Belichick, well, there's a very real possibility that your hatred cup will spilleth over. Both are doing remarkable things this season, but it's what Belichick is accomplishing now that's more impressive. It's the best coaching job he's ever done. There's no way this Patriot team should be 9-4 and the top seed, the article says. There's some talent there, especially on defense. He's winning with a rookie quarterback, and it's easy to hate Belichick. He can be smug and condescending. He can be annoying. He's got a permanent smirk. I get it. We all get it. But what he's doing now is simply incredible. It's the kind of coaching job he's doing this year that Lombardi, Walsh, Shula would sit in the back of the film room to put on the tape and nod with approval. On the other hand, Tom Brady, over 37 yards passing, 34 touchdowns, his team winning. Brady versus Belichick, a real possibility. Yikes. Could happen, Toby. It absolutely
Yeah, it really could. It's kind of weird that it happens like that. It's a credit to Bill Belichick. I'm kind of happy to see this now. You know, we all hated the Patriots for so long, and then Brady leaves, and you kind of lose that Patriots lore, but you get to see it again now with this Patriots team. Bill Belichick's a good coach. I really got tired of hearing the narrative that Tom Brady was the only reason that Bill Belichick was good, or you know, vice versa. I don't need to hear that. Both are some of the best to ever do it at their craft. You put them together at the same time, and that's why they win so many Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's exactly why. And that script, those cute little stories. One was last year. Tom Brady leaves. Long time. Bunch of Super Bowls in New England. Goes to Tampa Bay the very next year. Boom. Super Bowl. Yeah, take that. Wow. Well, okay, let's hope that doesn't happen. I think Green Bay, based on everything through 13 weeks, I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I really do. And that's my, I guess, a little bit of the heart speaking. But I will say this, that's also some knowledge of the NFL so far and thus far through 13 weeks. They're doing this without some stud players. They get them back. They're going to be a force, guys. They just are. They're going to be a force. You know, you want to do a future bet? Yeah, go ahead and do it. You're going to be hearing a lot about this in the next several weeks. The seeding in the NFC and the tiebreaker system, and the Packers could clinch a playoff spot this week. They could clinch if these things happen, the division title, the Packers got to win, Vikings got to lose or tie, they can clinch a playoff spot with a win, a 49ers loss, the Saints loss or tie, or the 49ers loss or tie. Another scenario, Packers win, Saints lose or tie. You know, you get the point. That can be very convoluted and confusing. So get used to hearing this. USA Today, Packers number one in their power poll, Aaron Rodgers. Is what they say about it at the number one position here. They say Aaron Rodgers' mangled toe got some rest in Pro Bowlers Bakhtiari, Za'Darius Smith, Alexander, all primed to return soon. Late season boost with the NFC's easiest remaining schedule might actually enable the Packers to break away from the NFC's pack. Number two, the Buccaneers. Three, the Cardinals. Despite the best record in the one seed in the NFC, they sit three. Patriots sit at four. Chiefs have worked their way up to five. I would say you're looking to do a future representative of the AFC. Don't count out the Chiefs. Dallas is at number six, really? Tennessee at seven. Rams at eight. Indianapolis Colts at number nine. The experts are saying they are a tough out in the postseason. And rounding out the top 10, the Buffalo Bills. Couple of more things here real quick, and we'll get to break and hear from LaFleur. News and note, Christmas trees, on average, you're going to pay more. Pretty interesting, isn't it? 10% more for a real tree, 30% more for the artificial tree, if you get it on time, if you're ordering online. And finally, I'll leave you with this. The Waukesha Community Fund is now over $3 million. You guys have done an amazing job. And now there's one more here I just ran across last night. A Georgia bat company selling baseball bats honoring Jackson Sparks. This is pretty cool. The 8-year-old was struck and killed in the Waukesha Christmas Parade, being honored with the sale of a limited edition baseball bat. All proceeds go to his family. The idea for the bat came from Ryan Peterson, representative with the Waukesha Blazers organization. The bat company has a big following in the travel ball industry. Final design has a blue background with Waukesha and Blazers in white, Waukesha strong in both colors. The bat also includes a small tribute to Jackson reading in memory of Jackson Sparks, number 23. The bat sells for $395. Every dime goes to the Sparks family. Waukesha Community Fund now over $3 million. That's pretty cool. Okay, we'll take a break. Come right back and hear from LaFleur. Also, what turned you into a sports nerd? I might be surprised at your answers. His name is Toby Altizer. My name is Tim Allen. We're both in for Bart here this morning. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.